Broadcasting live from beautiful, historic Marion, Ohio, it's Now with Scott Spears on WWGH 107.1 FM. Call Scott live on the air anytime at 740-383-9944. No topic is too big or too small. I'm your announcer, the man with the golden voice, Ted Williams. And now, here's your host, Scott Spears.
Thank you, man with the golden voice, Ted Williams. Scott Spears coming at you live. Well, you know, not really in person, but live here on this December the 19th, 2022, 13 minutes past the hour. My goodness gracious, we have only got 6 days until Christmas. 5 days of shopping left. And I'll tell you, that's making me a little nervous because my shopping is not done yet. Now, I do want to say one thing. Here's why this is the most wonderful time of the year. I believe at this point, all of the schools in Marion County are out. So I got up this morning in the pre-dawn dark and drove down to McDonald's to get my large diet soda. And there wasn't a soul in line this morning. No line, not one car, which happens when school is out, thank goodness gracious. Now, you know, somebody just sent me a story here. Maybe we'll get to that later on in the program. It just came up moments before we went on the air here. But in any event, we've got a lot to talk about. First, I want to let everybody know why I was not on the air Friday night, or Friday morning. We had the big fruitcake toss on Thursday night, and for some reason, and I said this Thursday morning, it started Wednesday, really, my throat started to feel like it was going out. And I really was not ill. I just, my throat felt like it was kind of getting weak. And I did the fruitcake toss. And when the fruitcake toss was over, I kind of noticed that night that it was really kind of getting soft. And I thought, if I go do 5 hours tomorrow morning, I am going to completely knock my voice out. And then I don't know how long it's going to be out. So I thought, well, maybe I should just give it a rest for a few days, and then we'll get back to it. I think we're getting a call here on the air. All right. Go ahead, caller.
Scott, it's me.
Yes.
I get you in, but then you leave. After a few words, you're gone.
Uh-oh.
I shut it off, and I've unplugged it twice, and then it says connection, but it says go ahead, and like I see where I can watch it ahead.
Right.
And it lets me get in, and then you're talking, and then you're gone.
Huh.
So I'll get off here. Apparently, maybe it's somewhere here, but I wouldn't think I'd get in at all if
While I got you on the air here, let me just ask the audience, is anybody else, I'm sure there are other people out there listening, is anybody else having any problems hearing the program this morning? Is the program going out in and out anywhere else? I don't think
I would call in and say.
Yeah.
Because maybe I'll unplug it again, and it says you could do the connection like later, that I could, I put the one where I could go ahead and watch it, it says. So I get in and I could, and I heard Charlie earlier had it on and it went out. And then before 8, and then I don't know. I'll just unplug it, and I guess I won't get it here because I...
Well, let me check. Let me check this real quick here and see what it sounds like coming through TuneIn here. Hold on.
Ask your listeners, and then maybe... Because I hate to keep monkeying with it. I don't think I've done anything to it. Just unplugged it.
Yeah, it sounds good on TuneIn right now.
Right now.
Well, I tell you what... Try to unplug it again, and give me a call back in about 10 minutes, and hopefully a listener will have called in and let us know how they're hearing it.
Yeah, because a couple of times when I was watching Fox News, the people, they were a little blurry. I think maybe that weather, that storm. So let me unplug it, and then about 10 minutes, I'll call you back and see, because there's no use for me to keep mucking with it.
Yeah, sounds good.
Okay, goodbye.
Okay, bye-bye. All right, is anybody else out there having trouble hearing this morning? Now, I just played it through TuneIn. which I have here on my computer, which I can't do very long because then it starts to repeat and doesn't sound very good. But, okay, well, here we go. Coming over my Alexa at home just fine. Thank you, Mary. I appreciate that. So I guess it might just be a connection issue over in Judy's area. Hopefully she's able to work that out as time goes on. But that's why I took off Friday. And you know, I still have a little bit of problem with my throat. But honestly, it feels very good this morning. So I think taking that extra day off and resting it up. You know, had it not been Friday where I had to do 5 hours, I probably would have just done it for 2 hours. But I thought 5 hours might kill it. And so that's why I was not on Friday morning. But I'm so glad to be back this week, Christmas week. It is a wonderful week. Give us a call. What are you doing Christmas week? Are you off this week? Is your shopping done? We want to know what you're out there doing. We're going to get into this fruitcake toss, though. Because I hate to put a damper on the week. But we're going to talk about this fruitcake toss. And, it's going to be an interesting conversation, to say the least. 740-751-4038. Oh, I've just got a lot to discuss when it comes to the fruitcake toss. But we've got something to do before we go to the fruitcake toss. I got two calls on Friday from our good friend Lee, who we have not heard from in a while. So I want to give Lee a call here this morning. Hopefully he's available and see what he needed. And then we can kind of go from there. Let's see here. Let's see if this is our friend Lee. You know, I don't even... I just take this show time. Lee, it's Scott. How are you?
Oh, not too bad. How about you?
Oh, doing well. Up doing the show here. Merry Christmas. How are you?
Not too bad.
Have you got a
fruitcake toss?
Oh my goodness! It was a happening. We had the sheriff. Sheriff Bales came out. Judge Edwards came out. Police Chief McDonald came out. It was a real humdinger.
We had a good show, didn't you?
We did.
How many feet did it go?
What's that?
How many feet did it go?
Well, I'll tell you. And this is something I'm going to get into as the program goes on. But the winner this year was a man named Ed Pickett. A new competitor to the competition, and he ended up tossing it 61 feet, which is pretty good. It didn't break the record, but it was pretty good.
It was 72 last year, wasn't it?
I believe 70 or 72, yeah.
Yeah.
But, Ed Pickett. But we had, you know, Angie was there. Jeannie this year tossed one. Abby came out and tossed one. Sean and Terry were there. Linda, Ed Pickett, Adam was there. Adam brought a friend. Like I say, we had the sheriff. Oh, Sarah came and brought Chip and a friend of hers, Mr. Neal. And we had a really good... Rich Gorenflow was there, which I don't think he has ever competed in the fruitcake toss before. Ted Jolliffe was there participating.
Oh, it says that.
Oh, Mayor Kellogg came back out. We had a good, it was nice. We had a good showing.
Now, how did Adam do?
Well, now this, this is a whole thing. Now, Adam actually did, you know, after a year of teasing and all that sort of thing. You know, I don't really know if it's teasing, to be honest with you, because he really did throw it backwards the year before. But he did throw it straight, and it did go a good distance. But now here's the conspiracy of the thing. Terry was doing the measuring, and I don't know if he measured it right, because he said Adam threw it 52 feet. And I just can't imagine that.
That's pretty good.
Yeah, so he did okay. We also had Bob Welsh came in from Columbus, the pizza man. He brought his wife. He's always and brought plaques for a lot of our people, so we were glad to have him there. We had out-of-towners at the event. Yeah, so have you been able to get hooked back in so you can listen to us in the morning?
Oh, I haven't really given much thought.
Oh, I tell you, you're missing all kinds of good stuff.
My TV's acting up. I might have to buy a new TV. I got these new TVs out now with all Roku and.
Well, I tell you, if you get one with a Roku, we are on the Roku. You can listen to us on the Roku.
Yeah, I knew that. You still have to have the internet, right?
Yeah, you have to have the internet to work the Roku, but once you have it, it's free beyond that. I mean, our service doesn't cost any extra money.
Well, they got things on there, I guess, that you can pay extra for, but...
Yeah, there are services.
Yeah,
but as long as you just get the basic internet, our service to listen to our show is free. So if you got a Roku television and just got the internet hooked up, you could listen to us every morning. Well, you could listen all day long for free.
Yeah, my remote control don't work too good anymore.
Your what?
My remote control.
Oh, remote control. Yeah, you ought to get a Roku. I think a lot of televisions are on sale this time of year as the holidays are approaching.
Yeah, TVs are cheap compared to what they used to be.
Well, they are, and especially a lot of those smaller televisions.
We used to be in TV business years ago, and, you know, even a 19-inch TV, you know, costs $400 or $500.
Oh, yeah, those big boxes. I think people were paying for the tube.
And the console TV, the big wood cabinets.
Right.
You know, those things cost you $1,000 or more.
No, and people used to want to get the mahogany and all kinds of things with those. Yeah, these televisions are pretty simple, but...
Televisions used to be a piece of furniture.
Yeah, it really did. It's not so much anymore, but they're still very nice. Now, have you found out how much the internet would... I do know that they have a discounted internet for senior citizens or people of that nature. I'm pretty sure they do.
Young man, call him and find out. I also need to get basic cable, too. I run an antenna this time of year. You don't get very good reception.
You know, I think that basic cable and internet, I don't know. They'll probably bundle it up for you. Do you have Spectrum right now?
No.
Yeah, they'll probably do a bundle deal for you. Cable's kind of expensive now. Internet's not usually expensive, but the cable it. Probably about $100 a month, probably, for both.
Yeah, that's a lot of money.
It is a lot, but I think the cable is what... I think the cable's probably $80, and the internet usually runs maybe about $20.
They got basic cable. You don't get very many channels, but it's cheaper, I think.
Oh, okay. Well, yeah, but I say if you get the Roku television and you get the internet with your cable... our service is free, so you'd be able to listen again, and everything would be hunky-dory.
Yeah, I'm going to check into TVs. They got more than Roku TVs out there, I guess.
Oh, yeah, they have smart televisions, they have basic televisions. Now, it does really pay to get a Roku or a smart television, because a basic television costs about the same, but doesn't do nearly half the things that the other ones do. I know a lot of times you can get them on, like, Marketplace and places like that. A lot of times people are getting rid of televisions this year because they got new ones for the holidays.
Yeah, but I don't like to buy a used TV.
Yeah. Yeah, they get you into a whole nother ball of wax.
Sometimes, you know, you buy something used and they're selling it because they're having problems with it.
Well, that's true. That's true. But, yeah, it's... I have had many Roku televisions, and I think most people really like them, because if you do get that internet service, you can get so many. I mean, there are hundreds of options of absolutely free things that you can watch.
Yeah, I'm going to check into it.
Yeah, check into that. Keep us updated.
Yeah.
Hey, well, thanks for giving us a call last week.
Yeah, I tried to call you last week, but must have had a guest or something.
Well, no, I actually took off Friday. Again, I was starting to lose my voice after the fruitcake toss Thursday night, and I thought if I go on Friday for 5 hours, I'm going to completely lose my voice. So I thought I'm going to take Friday off, and then I'll come back Monday, and everything will be hopefully back to normal.
Right.
So I think it is. Doing anything? I will do that. Doing anything interesting for the holidays?
No. I don't do anything interesting.
What do you get? Do you get like a meal delivered or something?
Yeah, Judy will bring me over a meal for Christmas.
Oh, good. Good. Well, I'm glad to hear that. Well, I'm glad we got to talk and call in anytime.
Okay.
Thanks, Lee. Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas.
Bye-bye. All right. Well, there's one of our friends, Lee. He wanted to know about the fruitcake toss. Okay, well, here's the conspiracy on the fruitcake toss. And hopefully Judy got her television working okay. We had a great turnout. As I said, if you were just listening moments ago, Judge Edwards turned out. Oh, here we got another call coming in. Ah, Grand Central Station this morning. I love this. Go ahead, caller.
Scott, you go in and out.
Yeah, I got messages that were coming in okay, so it must be an internet problem over in your neck of the woods.
Yeah, I had to click a few times, and then I get you back, and now you've left again. But I was going to say, tell him the TV I got at Walmart, I don't know what inch it is, but I only gave $100 for it, and it's got that rogue on it or whatever.
Oh, that's not bad.
Well, it was the same size as my other. I don't know if it would be like 32 inches or something. I really don't know. But the thing is, I went out and I got Fox back in, and they seem okay, but I only watched it for an instant. So I think it's just with yours that I'm having this trouble. Because I've been watching it since about 5 o'clock and no trouble at all until I got on yours, you know.
Huh. Well, give it a try. Now, is it still going in and out right now?
You're out again.
That is odd because, yeah, we just got a message here from Mary, and she said she's listening on the Alexa, and it's working okay, and I think everybody else is hearing it okay.
Well, are they listening, though, on, like, the TV? Has anybody called in with the TV one?
You know, I'll ask. If anybody...
I'll keep clicking in and out, and then, let's see. Oh, I was going to tell you, I still have that paper with the names on it. You put it behind the FCC. I was looking for a big sheet of paper. And I happened to be the other day, I was messing with that piece of paper, and it was folded tight with that.
Oh, okay.
So I found that, and then there was something else that I forget now with all this stuff. I was something I was going to ask, but I was trying to find out about the fruitcake toss. That's what I wanted to hear.
Well, yeah, the fruitcake toss, we had a good turnout. Judge Edwards showed up. Sheriff Bale showed up. Police Chief McDonald showed up. Mayor Kellogg showed up, and then Sarah and her group showed up. Angie and Jeannie were there. Pretty much everybody from the station, Adam and Linda and Sean and Terry. And Bob came in from Columbus with his wife. And we had a whole group of people. I just got from Kevin. He's out there listening. Says, it's good on Alexa this morning. So did you ever get those Alexas hooked up?
No. There's another thing, too. What was it? Somebody that, who was it? Does computers? I don't know if it's wrong, but people can, I don't know if they can see you, but they can hear you on those things. I don't know how they do it. That's why I never took them out of the box. And I don't know about those doorbell things, but some of that stuff, I know the baby monitors, people in the baby's room, they could hear you blocks down, you know, what was going on in your house,
well,
whatever room you had it in. So I got scared of them. I never opened them. I know there's two in a box. They're probably 3 years old or maybe four. I just never opened them. But I'm going to keep trying to click you and get you in until he gets up and he sees what's wrong or something.
Yeah. Well, the Alexas don't have a camera in them. They're just voice operated. And you don't, it's not like a baby monitor. You don't talk to it. You just listen to it. So it's kind of like a radio.
Well, they say a lot of that stuff because I remember a couple years ago this person stopped at this house. They were remodeling it. And she said, do you know that I can see you in, I don't know what she had, in your house and what you're doing, you know, and all that stuff. And they couldn't believe it. They had cameras. That's what it was up around their house. I guess to watch if people try to break in somehow. And so they unhooked them all at the house because somehow, I don't know how they got in to, they could see them. And she stopped to warn them and stuff, so they unhooked the cameras. I thought it was something else, but they had the cameras, I guess, so nobody would break in, and
right.
They unhooked them or something. So, but I'll listen to you here and see who won the popcorn things.
It was a guy named Ed Pickett. It was the first time he participated, and he threw it 61 feet.
61 feet.
Yep.
Well, if you tell how the others did, you probably have already told how Judge Edwards, everybody did, or have you?
No, I haven't got that far yet.
Well, I might, you'll probably be off the air today before I even get this up, but I'll just keep clicking for a while and get you in at certain times.
Yep, keep giving it a try.
Okay, goodbye.
Bye-bye. All right, Judy out there listening. Now, is anybody else having any trouble on your cell phone? Now, we know that Kevin and Mary can hear us okay on their Alexas. Is anybody else able to hear us okay? I know a lot of people listen on their smartphones. A lot of other people do listen on their Roku televisions or smart televisions or anything, tablets, whatever you got. Computers, 740-751-4038. Oh, John Heimlich was out there. Can't forget John. Oh, Dr. Davis was out there on Thursday night at the Fruitcake Toss. Can't forget Dr. Davis. He was there as well. Yeah, we had a good turnout. It was fun. We had a good event there on Thursday night. 740-751-4038. Can you hear us okay this morning? We've heard from Kevin this morning and Mary. They're both listening on their Alexas. They can both hear us fine. That is a good thing. And beyond that, hope everybody else can hear us out there. Give us an update, 740-751-4038. All right. Well, let's see here. Well, here's the by the way, you can still send us a Christmas card. Now, because I did not go into the office on Friday, I did not get the Christmas cards. Now, apparently, there are quite a few Christmas cards in the office that I need to pick up. So keep sending them. I'm going to try to go by tomorrow and pick them up. 523 South Prospect Street. WGH Talk, put your return address in the card, and we will get you a card back. And I'm definitely going to try to get over there tomorrow to pick up the cards, because I did not go in Friday, so I did not get the cards, but I was told there were quite a few cards over there to get. So 523 South Prospect Street here in Marion, still time to get your Christmas cards out. We will send you a personalized card back. And again, our phone lines are open here this morning, 740-751-4038. Oh, you know, I wanted to call Lee back here and tell him that Judy says that they have $100 televisions at Walmart, which he might be interested in here. See, this is a full-service show here in the morning. We'll help you buy a television. Little dial tone in the morning.
Hello, no one is available to take your call. Please leave a message after...
Well, maybe Lee went back to bed there. Now, what in the world happened? Maybe I dialed the wrong number. It is possible that I dialed the wrong number. Let me try this one more time here. Oh, wait a second. If I could learn how to dial a phone, we'd really be in business here this morning. On Christmas week, are you filled with the Christmas spirit?
Hello?
Well, we got a dial tone.
Hello, no one is available to take your call. Please leave a message after the tone.
Hey, Lee, it's Scott. We just spoke about 10 minutes ago, but we got a call after you called in, and Judy said that there are Roku televisions available at Walmart that she listens to the station on. She got hers for about $100, so check with Walmart about those Roku televisions. $100. 740-751-4038. Okay, there we go. We got that moving in the right direction. Helping people get their problems solved. That's why we are here. All right, any other questions from anybody? 740-751-4038. Okay, here's the thing about the Fruitcake Toss. Okay, Ed Pickett won with 61 feet, and that was great. But here's, I think there's a little conspiracy in the fruitcake toss. Now, I don't want to cause a conspiracy this time of year, but, and I'm not even going to bring up what I think happened, but I think there was something a little fruity, and I'm going to call it fruity, because it was the fruitcake toss. I think there was something a little fruity going on there that night. And I don't think it was done on purpose. And I don't think it really affected anything. But I think there might be a little conspiracy involving the fruitcake toss. You know, and I hate to bring this up at the holiday time. You know, the week of the holidays. What a time to bring up that there might be a conspiracy with the fruitcake toss. Who would have ever thought our wonderful, wonderful event would be invaded by a conspiracy this time of year, a Christmas conspiracy? But I've looked at the tape because we did videotape it, and I do think there might be a little bit of a conspiracy involved in the fruitcake toss. So that's all I'm going to say. Oh, and there was another part of the fruitcake toss that people were bringing up to me after it was over. And it was about me saying that there was going to be love in the air at the fruitcake toss. Well, here's what happened. There was a person who was supposed to be in the fruitcake toss who had every intention to be there. That's what they told me. I have every intention to be there. The day of the event, they sent me a message, and they had an emergency. And I understand that emergencies come up. So this person had an emergency, and they were not able to come. So that's where the love went on Thursday night. Now, I'm not saying that this love will not continue, because I don't believe love just tampers out. But that's why we did not have the big, loving, whatever it was, on fruitcake night. Because one of the two parties who was involved in this big love-o-rama was, unfortunately, not able to come because of an emergency. It was an emergency. But I do believe there is still love in the air. I would almost put money on that. Because you know what? There are too many signs in my book that there is not love in this particular situation. And I think it's just like a Hallmark movie. I think eventually it will come together. So there you go. Okay, what else is going on here? Oh, you know, I'm not going to read this morning, but somebody over the weekend sent me one of the neatest things. You know, I had a great relationship with Phyllis Diller, who was a legendary comedian, and I did not realize that many years ago, Phyllis Diller had written this great article on fruitcakes. And I'm not going to read it today, but I will save that. I think you'll enjoy that. So we have the Phyllis Diller fruitcake article that I will read at some point on the air this week. You're not going to want to miss that for love nor money. Okay, I was at the store yesterday, and I could not believe this. Now, you know, earlier this season, I said I was ready for the holidays, I was getting in the holiday spirit, and then I watched this Dolly Parton Christmas special, and the whole thing, I tell you, I about took down the tree when it was over, because it was just not Christmassy. Dolly Parton, in this two-hour network primetime special, never sang one holiday song that was, you know, a famous one. I have no idea what the special was about. It was all very confusing, and it just did not put me in the holiday spirit. Now, again, I'm not saying anything negative about Dolly Parton. I think Dolly Parton's fine, and I think what she's doing for literacy is fine. I think she's a great singer, great performer, great songwriter. She's wonderful. But this whole Christmas thing is not good. Now, yesterday, I find in the grocery store, has anybody else found this? Duncan Hines has put out, I don't know if it's just for the holidays or if it's all year round, but Duncan Hines has put out boxes of Dolly Parton cake mix. Now, the two that I saw was you can get it in banana and coconut. Banana and coconut. And on the Dolly Parton cake mix box, there is a picture of Dolly Parton. It's kind of a cartoon picture of her. But honest to goodness, you know, we're taking people off boxes. You know, Aunt Jemima, I think she's gone. And at one point, Mrs. Butterworth was going to be gone. I think Mrs. Butterworth is still around. But now we'll put Dolly Parton on Duncan Hines cake boxes? Now, do you really think that Dolly Parton has ever made banana or coconut whatever in her life? I don't know. It was just the most shocking thing. I've never seen Duncan Hines, major conglomerate that they are, put a person on the box like Dolly Parton. Has anybody seen this or actually bought it and cooked it? Dolly Parton, Duncan Hines cake mix? Give me a buzz here. 741-4038. Boy, oh boy, I'll tell you, I've been away from the radio too long. 740-751-4038. That's 751-4038. Starts with a 740 area code. Has anybody else ever had this Duncan Hines or seen this Duncan Hines Dolly Parton cake mix? What a mess. I saw that and I thought, you know, this is really commercialization at its all-time height. No wonder Dolly has all this money. She doesn't even need to write songs anymore. She's got cake mixes. Holy mackerel. 740-751-4038. All right. Well, we've got some interesting stories here this morning. Well, here's a story for you that'll put you right in the holiday spirit. This one right from Phoenix, Arizona. The Grinch came early for an Arizona driver who tried to pass off an inflatable figure of the Dr. Seuss character as a passenger. The Arizona Department of Public Safety says a state trooper last week noticed a car in a high occupancy vehicle lane on Interstate 10 in Phoenix with a suspicious-looking green passenger. Well, that would catch your eye. While the gag may have caused the officer's heart to grow, it did not stop the driver from getting cited for being in the HOV lane during a restricted time. The agency, however, could not help but post a photo of the Grinch figure with the driver's face blurred on its Twitter account. Officials say they appreciate the festive flair, but that the driver's action was still illegal. They are urging motorists to follow traffic laws. So the poor man got cited. Isn't that something? Now, do you think that he should have been cited? Do people not have a little bit of holiday spirit? You know, I understand you're not supposed to put fake people in your car and get in the carpool lane. But I would have to think that this guy probably realized that the cops were going to notice a big old Grinch in his car. It's not like the Grinch looks like a person. Merry Christmas. What a story. Any thoughts on that? 740-751-4038. All right, I think we got another story here. Where's this one from? Florida. Marathon, Florida. Several motorists who were speeding through an elementary school zone on the Florida Keys Overseas Highway received an odorous onion as a reminder to slow down from a county sheriff's deputy dressed as the Grinch. Colonel Lou Caputo, a 37-year veteran of the Monroe County Sheriff's Office, who conjured up the concept more than 20 years ago, was back on the streets Tuesday. Drivers who travel about 5 miles per hour or less above the school zone speed limit can choose between traffic citations and an onion presented by the Grinch. Those speeding beyond that likely receive a costly ticket. It's about education awareness that our school zones are still operating even though it's the holiday season, Caputo said. We want people to slow down. Caputo says he portrays the fictional character created by children's author Dr. Seuss to give motorists a gift, but also to call attention in a nice way to the need to obey speed limits in school zones. It catches them off guard, Caputo said, but when I give them a clear choice of a citation or the onion, they will take the onion. And I've had them eat the onion right in front of me. Keys schools remain in session through December the 16th. Well, how about that? A police officer dressing up as the Grinch and giving people the choice of a citation or an onion down in Marathon, Florida. Now, can you imagine you're speeding through a school zone, which, by the way, you should not do, and the Grinch comes up to your car and offers you a citation or an onion? I'll tell you, things just get strange during the holidays. I think that's what we have to chalk this up to. Things just get strange during the holiday season. All right, give me a buzz, 740-751-4038. That's 740-751-4038. Does anybody have any thoughts on this? Now, wouldn't it be interesting, though, if these two stories were both in the same state? Because you could have the Grinch giving an onion to the Grinch who was carpooling, the guy who had a Grinch in his car, carpooling in the lane there in Arizona. I'm telling you, the Grinch has become very popular. Lot of Grinch stories. Let's put it that way. Lot of Grinch stories. 740-751-4038. Has anybody else seen anything peculiar, particular, odd during this holiday season? Has anybody been to any good light shows or seen anything good during this holiday season? I think we would all love to know that. We all want to see and hear things good during this holiday season. Was there anybody who was at the fruitcake toss last week who would like to give their opinion of what went on at the fruitcake toss? I don't think we've talked to anybody who was actually at the fruitcake toss. Give us a buzz. The phone lines are open, 740-751-4038. That's 740-751-4038, 18 degrees and mostly cloudy skies here in Marion. Now, I'll tell you, what has everybody heard about the weather coming up later on this week? I'll tell you, this could put a damper on many people's holiday parties on Christmas Eve and Christmas Day. Apparently, maybe snow, certainly blistering cold temperatures. Sounds like it's going to be bad. And somebody told me the other night that the hospital is overwrought, the emergency room, I guess, at least, with people coming in with the flu and people coming in with COVID and people coming in with very bad colds. I've heard that it's not a good situation at the emergency room here in Marion and probably not other places as well. Has anybody heard that has anybody been to the emergency room or taken somebody to the emergency room and seen what the situation is? I heard it's a pretty bad situation right now because it's backed up pretty heavy. Has anybody seen anything? 740-751-4038. That's 740-751-4038. All right. Well, I think I made it through all the stories that I needed to make it through this morning. Now remember, you still can send us a Christmas card, and I want you to do that. Put your return address in there. 523 South Prospect Street, Marion, Ohio, 43302. And we will get a card out to you. Now, we did have a Family Feud question last week that we did not get all the answers for. I did notice that. I think we did this on Thursday. Name a Christmas Eve tradition for families. Now, we got opening a present, dinner with grandma, going to church, looking at Christmas lights, and watching Christmas movies, but there are still two answers left. Does anybody know what those two answers are? 740-751-4038. Name a Christmas Eve tradition for families. 740-751-4038. Still two answers left. Now, number one was opening one present. Number two was dinner at grandma's. Number three was going to church. Number six was looking at Christmas lights. Number seven was watching Christmas movies. But there are still two other answers to go. Does anybody know what those two other answers are? 54 minutes past the hour. 740-751-4038. That's 740-751-4038. Name a Christmas Eve tradition for families. Does anybody have any idea what people do on Christmas Eve? Now, the two answers we do have left are done every year. And they're done by many, many, many different families. So these are not far-out answers at all. So what do you think they are? 740-751-4038. All right, go ahead, caller.
Yeah, Scott, did she say how big that TV was?
You know, I don't know if she did give us the inches on it. It's the one she listens to and watches every morning. You know what? If she's out there listening, I'll have her call back, and then I'll give you a call back.
Okay, because 32 inches is what I got now. I'd like to have at least that. I don't want to go down to, you know, 19 inches or nothing.
Well, hey, Judy, if you're out there listening, which I'm sure you are, How big is the television that you got for $100, Roku television at Walmart? Call us back, and then we'll give Lee a call. We'll give you a call back, Lee.
You ever talk to the mayor?
No, he's actually, I believe, coming on the beginning of the year.
Find out what happened to his campaign, why there wasn't no signs or nothing.
Yeah, I'm sure we'll talk about all that. As a matter of fact, I'll tell you what, call me back next hour, and that way, if I've talked to Judy, I'll be able to pass along the information.
Okay.
All right, thanks.
Yep.
All right, Judy. Now the ball is back in your court. Now, how big is your television? It's like the Home Shopping Network here this morning. How big is the $100 Roku television that you got at Walmart? By the way, anybody else out there who could help our friend Lee out, let me know here. Where can you get a Roku television? It looks like he's looking for a 32-inch television. That he can get for his home. Now, Judy said she got hers at Walmart for about $100, but how big is the television? Is it at least 32 inches big? Or does anybody else know where to get a good smart television? Roku or anything else. A smart television, I think, would work. 740-751-4038. That's 740-751-4038. 57 minutes past the hour here. We've also got our Family Feud. Well, here we go. Maybe this. Here comes the answer, let's hope. All right. Go ahead, caller.
Scott Spears, how are you today?
Doing good. How are you?
For one thing, I thought I did 54 inches because I beat our tremendous sheriff by 1 foot, which kind of tickled my fancy.
Well, like I said, I think there's a little conspiracy going on. I don't want to get into it at the holidays, but, you know, I haven't seen the numbers yet. I'll have to see the numbers.
Terry's day job is at Home Depot. I mean, he measures things every day. I would think he'd be very, very good at measuring.
I think he works in the paint department. I don't think he measures anything.
Well, you have to measure paint. You have to measure the dye and the paint itself to make sure it's mixed properly.
But I don't think that's distance measuring.
But to me, it's kind of similar. Well, looking at Walmart.com, they have for $108 a 32-inch TV with Roku, or also one for $118, a TCL, which is a decent brand.
So it's $108, 32-inch, and it was a Roku television at Walmart.
Yeah, I'm gonna check Menards because you know they're pretty good at that stuff too, and of course Amazon. But I mean, 32-inch for just over $100, that's not too bad. Think about what TVs cost when we were kids.
Well, yeah, and then Lee can get the internet, and he'll be back with us every morning.
I mean, I'll help him set the TV up. I said I'll do that. You know, very, very minimal cost. He can just cook me dinner. That's good enough.
All you need is a good dinner.
Yeah, I mean,
but you eat big, so I don't know.
I'm not hard to work with.
Well, we're going to break, but we'll have him call back.
Yeah, that's probably the best deal I'm seeing, and he can just run right down to Walmart. All right, see you later.
All right. So now when Lee calls back in, we can tell him $108 Roku television at Walmart, 32 inches. So if anybody else knows anything better than that or has any ideas, give me a buzz, 740-751-4038. Or Judy, if you have any information on your television, let us know. We're going to break. We'll be back in about 15 minutes. Don't go anywhere.
You're listening to WWTH Radio 107.1 FM, LP, Marion, Ohio, the place for holiday fun. For legendary actor, best known for his portrayal of Walter Finley on the hit TV series Maude, Bill Macy, reciting 'Twas the Night Before Christmas.
Well, the night before Christmas, when all through the house, not a creature was stirring. Not even the